back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, I hope you have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I hope you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you know the joy of the Lord, the forgiveness of sin, the peace of God, the blessed privilege of entering into the presence of Almighty God through prayer, and the blessed privilege of having the Holy Spirit of God indwell your life and open up the Word of God to you and instruct and teach you in the truth. Oh, beloved, it is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a child of God, to be a part of God's family. It is wonderful. Well, perhaps again, there's some that are still struggling about their assurance of salvation. Not sure, not certain. Well, beloved, again, let's think about it. God's Word tells me. It's God's record. If I've obeyed the Word of God, then God's Word is the record. And the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I'm a child of God. I can know I'm a child of God because of the love of God that's shed abroad in my heart toward fellow believers, and because I desire to obey the Lord to keep His commandments. We believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've accepted Him as my Savior. I've asked Jesus to come into my spirit, that is, into my heart, into my life. And it's God's will. We've already seen that in our last broadcast. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And therefore, if I obey the Word of God, if I ask the Lord Jesus to come into my heart, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says, this is the confidence that we have in the Lord God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Notice that, beloved. If we ask anything according to His will, and is it God's will for us to be saved? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 says very clearly, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Yes, that's God's will. And 2 Peter 3, 9 makes it clear, God's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And so, beloved, it's God's will that you invite Him to come into your life and to forgive you for your sin. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Beloved, we can be sure of the fact that He's heard our request, that He's granted our request, that He's come into our life to cleanse and deliver us from the bondage of sin, that He sent His Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, the Lord Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, the door of the heart of every individual. If you will open the door, I will come in. And will fellowship, will sup with you, or fellowship with you, and you with me. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus, to fellowship with Him, to commune with Him, to talk to Him, and to have His Holy Spirit commune with our spirit, and open up the truth of God's Word, and lead us into the paths of righteousness. because I've asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my spirit. He said He would, beloved. And, beloved, God always keeps His word. And so God's word makes it clear that we can know that we're a child of God. Again, in that same passage, and this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so, beloved, we can know without any doubt. I used to have an uncle that would pray, and someday in heaven save us. Beloved, we better get saved before we die, because it's too late after that. Now is the day of salvation. And if one opens their heart and invites Christ to come in, beloved, He does that work of salvation. And by faith, we can know that we have eternal life and that we shall never, never be separated from Almighty God who is life eternal. Now you say, well, as a child of God, what happens if I sin? Do I lose my salvation? Many people have that idea that you've got to work to keep yourself saved. What does 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9? And oh, beloved, I love the gospel of John and 1 John. Oh, what a wonderful book this little book is. A wonderful book. It's packed full of truth. And if you want a good book to start reading in the Bible, turn to 1 John and ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind and to open up the truth to you that you might grow in your walk with the Lord. He will hear that prayer, beloved, and grant it as a child of God. So 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beloved, confess it. When you slip in your Christian walk, when you fall into some sinful trap, acknowledge it to the Lord Jesus immediately. Don't wait, but confess it to Him at once. Seek His forgiveness. And claim His forgiveness, that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sin. Why? Because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sin, was buried and arose from the grave. He shed His blood, and the Bible tells us the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And it does, beloved. And what a wonderful fact that is. Look with me just a few verses ahead of here. And notice verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Because as long as you live in this body, this earthly body, you're going to struggle with sin. And later in our study, I'm going to show you how sin permeates this fleshly body. And the law of sin is at work within this body. God's Word tells us so in Romans chapter 7, and we're going to discuss that a little later. And so keep listening, beloved. Keep joining us for these Bible studies, because I want you to know who you are in Christ, and I want you to know the life of victory that is available through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so confess that sin. When you sin, acknowledge it and confess it to the Lord, and He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, beloved, remember, when we walk in disobedience to God, we lose reward. When we walk in obedience to God, we will be rewarded for our obedience. And the blessing, O beloved, the blessing of having a clear conscience. What a privilege and blessing that is, to know everything's right between me and the Lord, and there's nothing standing between me and my Savior. Oh, how sweet the fellowship then that I can have with my Lord. Now, a second question. If I sin, can I lose my salvation? Can I lose my salvation? Well, let's go again to the Word of God. Beloved, it's the Word of God that we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth, knowing the truth and understanding the truth. And that's why God has preserved His Word and given us His Word. Now turn with me to the Gospel of John. And oh, I love the Gospel of John. It's so rich and so full of truth. John chapter 1, and notice verse 12 and 13. Let's begin with verse 11. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. The nation of Israel rejected Him. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born. Not of blood, that is, not because your parents are saved, are you a Christian, nor of the will of the flesh, not because you joined some organization or some church and it has the power to save you. No, it's not of the flesh, nor of the will of man. It's not through your own effort. It's not through your doing the best you can. It's not through good works, beloved, but it's of God. This wonderful salvation is of God. And through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become a member of God's family. Sons of God, He says. Sons of God. And what a wonderful, wonderful fact. Sons of God. Now, turn with me to John chapter 3. And let's look a little more and explore a little more what this means, being a child of God. And here in John chapter 3, we see a man named Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews, and he came to Jesus by night. He didn't want people knowing that he was coming to the Lord Jesus. And he came to the Lord Jesus by night to talk with the Lord Jesus. And so, why was he coming to the Lord Jesus? What was it that he wanted to talk about? Well, join us next time and we'll discuss it. Till then, goodbye.